From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. It was one of the biggest merger proposals in U.S. history, and now the Comcast-Time Warner Cable deal is history. After 15 months, the two internet and television service providers have officially announced this morning they are dropping a $45 billion deal. Public and regulatory scrutiny is likely to blame, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Combined, Comcast and Time Warner Cable would have had about 30% of the pay TV market and more than 50% of the broadband market. Regulators worried that would thwart competition and mean higher prices for consumers. Susan Crawford is co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University.
All that scale would give Comcast enormous discretion over what reaches Americans, what Americans pay, information flows, customer service, really unlimited power.
Crawford also says that President Obama's push to have broadband providers regulated like utilities signaled the government would step up its scrutiny. But Forrester research analyst James McQuivey doubts a merger would have kept other players out of the lucrative broadband market.
Because broadband is going to generate billions of dollars of revenue and billions of dollars of profit in the next 10 years, broadband competition is going to happen.
McQuivey says that means companies like Google, Amazon, and even Facebook could be motivated to enter the fray. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.